please listen carefully.
Hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And I'm Amelia Buckley.
And we are all part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to make it one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, and really for a long time, we have been and are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, back from vacay. All three of us are here today because we wanted to give you an update-worthy podcast. Today is Monday, August 10th, 2020. All right, ladies, how was your week off?
Well, granted, it was a week off for me from doing this morning podcast, but I didn't really take a week off from pretty much anything else. So I did have Monday off because Monday was my birthday, and that was good.
Yes. Well, what did you do in the additional hour in your mornings, Christy?
I read more news.
It was not really very relaxing because I just went down the rabbit hole even further and probably not the best use of my time. But I also did do a little bit more yoga. I also did take a little bit longer walks with my pup Tucker. And I had some additional conversations with friends over this last week, which was very positive. All right. Okay, good. So there is some positives that come out of that. Amelia, you actually had vacation. How'd it go? What'd you do?
I had an amazing vacation. I actually went to Montana with my immediate family. They all drove. I braved the airports with all of my personal protection gear on, and we all, you know, quarantined for a couple weeks pretty heavily leading up to it, so we felt comfortable all meeting up. But we had a little Airbnb there in Montana, and we just couldn't really go anywhere, so we just enjoyed the beauty of nature and kind of being in a state where it's very easy to be far away from a lot of people.
How fabulous. Oh, yes. Was the weather awesome? Big sky.
It was amazing. A beautiful clouds and yeah, 80 degrees every day. Can't complain.
Oh. Wow. That sounds really, really nice, Amelia. I am a little jealous, I have to say.
My week, I did more yoga in the morning, which was fantastic. I also took time every morning to brush my cats and dog for about 10 minutes, which was really important because Cleo is blowing her coat right now because she's undergoing chemotherapy. And I did feel like every morning I just had a little bit more space. But then I realized that I was actually still sitting down at my desk at almost the exact same time. It was just that I had this illusion of not having a ticking clock. And so it made me feel more spacious. So I decided today to act just like I didn't have the ticking clock and then sit down and get to work. And the only thing I didn't get to do this morning was brush the cats and dogs. But that can happen later this afternoon. And it was kind of amazing to take time off. I also started binge watching a new show, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But I miss you guys so much. I didn't read the Optimist Daily at the beginning of my day. I waited until, you know, right around 9 when it was time to hit work. And I missed sharing this positive communication and dialogue with you guys every morning. And I think some of our listeners might have missed us too, even though the like espresso shot bites of Optimist Daily update were good. But Christy, did you still read the Optimist Daily in the mornings?
I did. Well, at least I had that bit of the news, which was more positive.
Amelia and I approve.
I was reading it every morning, which is super important to me. I did miss getting to talk about the stories with you brilliant ladies. So that was unfortunate. But, you know, here we are. And we don't have to think about the past. Let's just think about the future.
Exactly. Amelia, what's your takeaway from vacation? If you had one sort of spiritual takeaway that you brought home with you, what is it?
I think the importance of making time to spend time outdoors. I've kind of been neglecting that. I think as we all have in quarantine, you get caught up and realize you've been inside for 3 days. So I think definitely putting in the effort to make that drive up into the mountains around where we live here and, you know, take a hike, because that's something that we can do safely that brings me a lot of joy. So making more time for that.
Oh, good. And Christy, I know you agree on that front. Any takeaways from your week?
That I appreciate having these morning conversations with you guys. I miss that. In fact, Summers and I, we did cheat from the days off and we actually had we had a few morning check-ins. So my takeaway is
even on your birthday, right? Did we even check in on your birthday? We didn't actually take a morning off from each other at all. We just took a morning off from recording.
Yeah. So my takeaway is just how important it is to me personally to have really good, vulnerable conversations with my friends and colleagues.
Yeah. Well, that kind of brings us to one of the headlines, which we're not really going to discuss much today on the Optimist Daily, but it is about that very topic, and it is the importance of small talk in a professional environment. So even though small talk can be superficial, it's beneficial at work. And I noticed certainly myself with one of my colleagues at Optimist Daily, with whom I've always had a very efficient, very high quality, effective relationship. We've worked together very well. You know, basically he was the first person who brought me into this organization. He and I had kind of fallen out of step, and he was feeling a little bit like I wasn't liking the work he was doing. And I was like, why is he not happy with me? And all of a sudden we realized it was because we hadn't had small talk. We hadn't had any non-formal, non-meeting-based communication. And so we just like hopped on the phone for 20 minutes and talked about kind of some of the things that we talk about, spiritualism and theoretical ways of affecting change. And it was amazing how just a little small talk got us back in step. And I think part of the reason that the Optimist Daily has done so well during this time is that it provides people the opportunity to have a discussion or a conversation about something else, right? Mm-hmm. These headlines, these stories that we share, they're perfect fodder for you guys to go have small talk with your colleagues.
I just want to weigh in from the sort of anthropological perspective. Gossip and office gossip, this is like the human equivalent of picking the lice out of each other's hair.
That is an anthropological metaphor.
No, it's
true. Yeah.
It's a social interaction that enhances cohesion. It enhances a feeling of being a part of a community. And gossip is not something that I like to engage in. So maybe small talk is a better way of doing that. But it's all these little ritualistic communications. And I think you're exactly right that the Optimist Daily gives our friends and our family, if they're all reading it together, they can talk about one of the stories, kind of like you and I do, and have something interesting to talk about, weigh in with their reactions, and reaffirm their social connections. I think this is a really important thing to highlight. And one of the reasons that not having a workplace, a shared workplace, can be very detrimental to company morale, mm-hmm. because we don't have those water cooler conversations where you mention something about your kid's soccer practice or some show that you're watching that has some interesting comment. You know, my husband and I have been watching The Last Dance, which is a story of Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls in the 90s. It's just so interesting to go back to those days. And he was a huge figure for both of us. And my husband was in Mexico for most of that time. So it's sort of interesting to remember that time together. But I know that if I was in an office, I would be having those conversations with my work colleagues. And you never know what's going to come up in those kinds of just, quotes, meaningless conversations.
Right. Right. And, you know, meaningless is just such like a value word that, you know, everything is an experience. Everything is meaningful. And I just started watching a show. I think, Amelia, you may have mentioned this to me at some point, but it is on Netflix, and I swear we are not funded by Netflix here at the Optimist Daily, but I talk about it all the time. It is a show called Down to Earth. It is hosted by two...
Is this the Zac Efron one?
Yeah. And Christy, you might laugh, but he is literally embodying the Optimist Daily mission by this
show. Oh, yeah, totally.
Amelia, I thought... My girlfriends were like, you've got to watch this show, because I was watching a show while Brennan was sleeping. It was the Medicis, and she happened to wake up right at the minute that somebody got stabbed even though it was like on subtitles, she saw that image and that was not the kind of image I wanted her to see. So I asked my friends for advice on shows. Amelia, isn't it an amazing show?
It's good. I've only seen the first episode, but it's amazing. And they're covering like serious topics, but in a way that's engaging that you want to watch that isn't totally depressing.
There's an episode, Christy, about Iceland and all about the basically impact neutral energy systems of Iceland. And you're thinking, wait, this is Zac Efron, right? This is the guy who was on all the shows like High School Musical or whatever. What could he possibly have to say? Well, his cohort is a gentleman by the name of Darren Olean. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce Darren's last name because they never say it. But Darren is a author and a health and wellness expert who has really codified the value of plant-based living. And I guess he and Zach met somewhere along the way, and Zach really has made this decision to shift his life, and he is on a hunt all around the globe looking for solutions. They go to holistic communities in Costa Rica and talk about plant-based food. They go and talk about the water system in Paris and the way that France has ubiquitous, healthful water all across the country for everyone. Everybody has healthy water. And it is shockingly deep. Now, my girlfriends say that the tone of the guys is a little like surfer bro. I, of course, am just reading it on subtitles, which I figured out how to make bigger. So I don't get that tone, but it is fantastic, Christy. Seriously, give it a shot.
Okay. Well, I will definitely look into it. I am going to go tonight. The World Business Academy and the Optimist Daily is co-sponsoring a local showing of a Australian film called 2040 here in Santa Barbara at the Drive-In Theater tonight. And I am going to go see that. And it sounds a little bit like this where, and this is an Australian film. I think it was the highest grossing film in 2019 in Australia. Mm-hmm. And it's a very positive story where this filmmaker goes around the world and he talks to all these different solutions type thinkers about how to address big issues, mostly related to climate change and the other transformative changes which are happening around the world, and how to create a society in the year 2040 that deals with pollution and getting off fossil fuels and growing enough food in sustainable ways and all these different issues. And so I'm very excited about that. That's tonight. I'm going to go see that show.
I am so excited that that's happening. It doesn't work in my schedule.
You can watch it online. Yeah. There's screenings online. It's called 2040. Yeah. I've seen bits of it. I haven't seen the whole thing. So I'm really excited to share that socially distant experience with my community here in Santa Barbara and Goleta.
Well, and I know that we'll probably cover that in a daily story in the Optimist Daily with links to be able to watch the film online, but we should probably get
what are we
going to
talk about
our
from
articles today.
Yes, you pulled one out that I'm interested to see your take on. What do you want to talk about today, Summers?
Well, we all know that Christy and I have been joking about drones, like the drones are here, we must accept their presence. And you guys know that I am a huge animal lover and conservation is my jam. So animal conservation plus drones equals this headline. Indigenous communities are using drones to protect Amazon's iconic jaguar. For many indigenous communities in the Amazon, the jaguar represents culturally revered animal, and it is so key to the thriving ecosystem in the Amazon. What is happening now is these indigenous communities are using drones to review deforestation, any attacks on land, any poaching activities. And I just love that this is a story about how using technology is protecting some of our most precious assets. Drones, obviously, the Amazon is very dense and, you know, untrekkable area. And so you can't just cover the whole Amazon to make sure that there are not unlawful or dangerous activities. And so popping a drone in the sky allows them to find areas that are not being treated properly. So there's a company called Uru-u-wawu. I don't know pronunciation.
I think, well, that's it's the name of an indigenous
of the tribe. People. Yeah.
The tribe.
And exactly. The indigenous tribe, the Uru-u-wawa.
I love this solution. I love this story partly because it is an indigenous community, an Amazonian tribe that is using super advanced technology to really preserve the place that they live, right?
Right, and the earth that they're part
of. It's about stewardship. So it just shows you that
the ancient wisdom is not necessarily at odds with modern technology. And in fact, technology is a tool that can be used to promote many different, more inclusive and biodiversity and all these other wonderful trends. And this tribe, the Uru-e-Wawau, is really on the cutting edge of this. And I love this.
Yeah. Well, and drones are a teensy bit controversial when it comes to filming animals and in the wildlife because they can alter animal behavior or habits if you get too close. And obviously, drones are less invasive as far as filming goes, but they do change the environment because animals are looking up at them. But I love that this is a tool for conservation. Christy, yeah. What was your headline this morning?
The solution that stood out to me that sparked my morning interest was this Washington town creates its own currency to help locals get by. And I just think this is such an interesting take on some of the economic turmoil that's hitting us all over the country. There's a town called Tenino, Washington. And during the Great Depression, they had created a complementary wooden currency that helped the locals at the time then survive the economic crisis of the Depression. And now, almost 90 years later, they are going back to this idea and they're, quotes, printing money on these postcard-sized sheets of maple to help locals who are suffering from financial hardship. It's an alternative currency, but it's actually a complementary currency. You can't use them anywhere. But it's a really interesting process that's allowing people to apply for stipends so that they can actually use this local currency in local stores and anyone who's participating. It's pegged to the U.S. dollar and it can be spent in grocery stores, gas stations, childcare centers. People can get stipends from the town to help them meet their basic needs. And they can get up to $300 a month in these wooden dollars. And the whole concept of these alternative currencies or complementary currencies, localized currencies, it's something that's not new, clearly, because they were doing it back in the 30s, but it's actually been around longer than that. And it's something that I'm very interested in. There's an organization called the Schumacher Center for New Economics that does a lot of work on these kinds of ideas. Berkshires is a local currency that's been in the Berkshire region of the U.S. It's up in, I think, Massachusetts. It's not a new idea, but it's a hyper-local currency that is used just in the local stores. They use it sometimes to help promote local businesses,
right?
Local sellers. And it can actually be one of the ways that you can shore up a local or regional economy, a rural economy, for example, in the face of money fleeing to these big box stores or online. You know, you can't use this currency to shop online, but you can use it to shop in your local grocery store.
The question I have, Christy, is as far as the legality, because it is a complementary currency, not a replacement currency, that allows for the legality of this, right? So while the U.S. Treasury Department is probably would not be supportive of a alternative currency, complementary currencies are simply that, right? I love your explanation there, how it can really shore up a local economy, you know, encouraging people to patronize local stores.
If you think about it, we have other complementary currencies that are already in circulation. If you think about your mileage points.
Exactly. Mileage points, access cards.
Right. And so these are things where it's
my Pampers Parents Club.
It's an expanded version of those kinds of complementary currencies. Anything that has value that can be exchanged for other things that have value, right? Yeah. That's a currency. Yeah. Money is just a symbolic method of exchange.
Yeah.
So
the little town that I grew up in, actually, we had our own complimentary currency. They were called Fairbucks because I grew up in Fairfax, California. And it was just that they were accepted at all the little local stores. I mean, we were a town of 7,000 people, so very small. Yeah, it was accepted at all the local stores. And I think they instituted it originally in the wake of the 2008 recession in a way to kind of spur local businesses.
So cool. Should we let Amelia take us out with the other headlines that are awesome for today?
I think that's a great idea, Amelia. What else is on the Optimist Daily's top solutions today?
On the top solutions today, we also have Lego that has been designed for blind students with Braille on it that they're distributing to help students learn. We're also talking about three ways to navigate an uncomfortable conversation, which right now in our current climate could be very helpful. We've got community fridges that are thriving. We talked about that, I think, a couple months ago, and they are still doing well. And Oaxaca is actually banning the sale of junk food to children to curb obesity. Scientists have 3D printed terracotta tiles to restore degraded coral reefs, which, thinking about the texture of terracotta, it's actually pretty similar to coral. And BP is cutting its oil and gas production and finally hopping on board to that transition to green energy. And lastly, we talked about this one actually on the podcast 2 weeks ago, salary history bans and other ways that we could close the wage gap.
Well, those are great headlines. I did, as always, have trouble picking this morning, but I will say that I woke up this morning kind of feeling ready to fight, and then I read my Optimist Daily Solutions, and I felt much better. So, hey, everybody, thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And if you appreciate what we're doing and, you know, you're getting something out of it, please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com if you're not already. And that's just $5 a month, and you can support reader-funded independent journalism and be a part of the solution-changing consciousness that addresses our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Together, we can keep The Optimist Daily free for everyone who needs it and supported by those who can.
Thank you guys so much. We love what we do here at The Optimist Daily. And while we took a week off from recording the podcast, we did not take a week off from solutions. And we hope you don't either. So share a solution with somebody you care about. Have a great, great Monday, everybody.